With snowstorms over here, wildfires over there, it's peak season for National Weather Service forecasters. Well, actually seems like peak season is year-round these days. But the agency is hampered by a staffing shortage, according to an employees group. There are 451 vacancies nationwide. The National Weather Service Employees Organization says the agency can and should fill them. NWSEO President Dan Sobian joins us now. Dan, great to have you on.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, first of all, explain these 451 vacancies. Where are they and why are they open?
Well, you know, the National Weather Service has offices all around the country. I mean, everything from Pango Pango, Samoa to Barrow, Alaska, Caribou, Maine to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they're scattered throughout those offices. Generally, the forecasts come from very small offices with 15 to 25 people working in them. So just a vacancy of two or three people have significant impacts on those offices. Those vacancies are spread all across the country. That's 451 people, and that was a little bit of old numbers. It's higher than that now, approaching 500. That comes out to 11-12% of the total number of people working for the National Weather Service. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the people that are in policy and planning and moving paper around, you know, the budget people and everything. These are the folks that issue the tornado warnings, that issue the winter storm warnings, that are sitting there on the radars right now at 6 a.m. or 3 a.m. or whatever the time is where they're at. These are the people with the boots on the ground that we all count on to save our lives when the weather goes bad.
So why are these two to three openings in any given station, why are they open? Is it just that people retired and their positions weren't filled?
Yeah, yes. For whatever reason, they left those positions, and the agency has had a concerted effort for over a year, probably closer to 2 years, although we have no proof of that, of just not filling these positions. And the Weather Service and NOAA are saying it's because they don't have the money. Well, we did a recent arbitration over them not filling these positions, and as it turns out, they ended last year with $125 million they didn't spend.
You know, I asked the National Weather Service about that, and they say, well, there's actually no surplus. The fund covers 2 years for operations and even 3 years for some other things, I guess like capital improvements, things that just take a longer bit of time. So they're cautious with that money. Do you disagree with them at all?
Well, yeah, I think they are being very flexible with the facts. Like every agency, they have 2 years to spend the money, and Congress does that in case you're writing contracts towards the end of the year, so you can use the correct pot of money to spend on the contracts when you get whatever the contract is for. But like every other agency, the Weather Service gets a new appropriation every year. So they had an appropriation for FY13. They got one now for 14. So it's not like they got an appropriation in 13 that lasted 13 and 14. It's an appropriation for 13 they were supposed to spend in 13. They just had a little bit of flexibility to spend it in 14 for those instances where they might not have been able to obligate the money in the year that they were in. That's not the case. That's not what they did. They had over 10% of their budget left over. That's not some small, we're writing a contract or we executed a contract and we're not getting we did that in say August, and we're not getting the goods till November, and that's when we're going to pay for them. That's not what they did. This is $125 million they just didn't spend, and they testified under oath that it was unobligated.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this money that they have is not necessarily to hire people, right? I mean, wouldn't it take permission from Congress to use that money to fill these vacancies?
Yeah, but it would take a reprogramming. The Weather Service is part of the Department of Commerce, and their budget is slightly different than some other agencies. It just takes a notification of Congress. Congress, of course, can then veto it, but if they don't need to reenact a law to reprogram the money. The Weather Service did it at least twice last year.
I remember that wasn't always well received on the Hill.
Well, actually, it was well received. In fact, Congressman Wolf wrote a letter to the acting secretary. Actually, he wrote three letters to the acting secretary, Blank, at the time, begging her to reprogram the money for the National Weather Service. So the Hill received it well. The Hill had no problem with reprogramming money for the National Weather Service. Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, has always been great to the National Weather Service, and they were again in 2014. The budget the line in the budget that's used for hiring and firing most of the people in the National Weather Service got a $40 million bump up in 14 above 13. That can hire a lot of those 450 million people by itself. Yet the agency, still 4 months into the fiscal year, is not hiring people. They still have a hiring freeze on.
We're speaking with Dan Sobian. He's president of the National Weather Service Employees Organization. So is this what you are in arbitration about with the Weather Service?
Yes. We filed four grievances last March. Three before the hiring freeze, stating that the agency was unilaterally instituting a hiring freeze before there even was such a thing, and then one after the hiring freeze was instituted, and in all cases, they didn't negotiate any of these with us. We do represent the entire bargaining unit of the National Weather Service, so we filed grievances, and we were in arbitration over that last week.
And what's the status now? Any change after those talks?
Nothing yet. We're still going along. We're coming up on the height of the winter weather season and about to go into the tornado season. And many offices are severely understaffed. I've heard stories of employees working 400 hours of overtime last year, and that's not severe weather or anything like that. That's just because there was not enough people in the offices to fill the rotations. And yet nothing seems to be done. The Weather Service doesn't seem interested in filling these positions.
Well, let me just ask you a sort of an inside question. Paint a picture for me. You said that in any number of stations, obviously the number ranges, but there might be 15 to 25 people at a certain station. How many of them are actually what we consider forecasters, helping us know when the weather is coming, whether it's going to be 2 inches or 8 inches of snow?
That's an excellent question, because most people, when they picture the Weather Service, they picture a big room full of people issuing warnings. Most of the time, in any given office, like the one in Sterling, Virginia, or any place, Dodge City, Kansas, Miami, Florida, wherever you are in the country, for the most part, there are 10 forecasters in those offices. And that's exactly enough people to run two people on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So as a rule of thumb, there's going to be two forecasters on station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then occasionally there are going to be other people, technicians, or sometimes interns, people in learning positions that are kind of come in and do things like launch balloons or take care of the climatology. And then most offices have so there's three or four of them in every office, and most offices have two or three people that fix the equipment, fix the radars. In one office, they're down to one person fixing the equipment, and that person has not been able to do any kind of training or anything like that because he can't leave the office in case something breaks. And then every office usually has a person that's an IT expert the guy that makes sure that the information goes from the forecaster's head out to the crawler on the TV station that you happen to be watching.
So we've already talked about how there are 451 vacancies, at least according to what once was, I guess, full staffing at the Weather Service. How many do you think need to be filled? Do you think that the Weather Service needs to fill all 451 vacancies?
Well, the Weather Service started out the game short-staffed. They had only enough people. Like I said, there are 10 people in an office. That's exactly enough that you need to fill, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. When the weather got bad, people had to come in and work overtime. And the weather oftentimes gets bad, and it's not just the weather getting bad. It could be a chemical plant exploding or something, and first responders need weather information. So it has just enough to work things when everything is good. So it really needs more than 451 people. The 451 they've subtracted from the equation is from the amount needed just to make sure everything runs smoothly, giving fair weather situations.
I want to ask you about the budget that Congress just passed and the president signed into law. You said that that provides a $40 million bump up where staffing is concerned. Is that correct?
Yeah, the line in the Weather Service's budget where most of the staffing comes from is called local warnings and forecasts. There's another line called central forecast guidance that a lot of it comes from, but local warnings and forecasts is most of it. The Congress gave $11 million more to the Weather Service. Excuse me, $11 million more than the president asked for, and that was almost $40 million more than they got in 2013. The Weather Service, I assume, is in the middle of putting together their spend plan right now, which is a reprogramming in itself. If it had all the, $125 million left over last year, now would be the perfect time to say, hey, we're going to put a little more money into hiring and it's not just hiring. The training has been stopped across the country, including critical training that could save people's lives. One example, we send meteorologists out onto the fire lines during wildfires. And again, these are people taken out of that group of 10. In an office sent out there. So when something like that happens, they got to fill those people with overtime. And if there's nobody to fill behind them, then that group of people aren't going to be there. But that, I'm going beyond my point. The point was that like the firefighters in Arizona that unfortunately died a year or so ago, they have certain training on how to protect themselves if the fire does approach them and certain survival suits and stuff like that. The Weather Service canceled that training for their meteorologists that are out there on the fire line because they said they didn't have enough money for it. And in fact, all training for the most part has been canceled.
Well Dan, before I let you go, let me just ask you this quick question. With this additional money in the budget, are you hopeful that some of this training and hiring will be addressed in the coming months?
Well, I'm hopeful. I just don't know why it hasn't happened yet. We're 4 months into the fiscal year, and I know we were under a CR the first couple months. However, they had $125 million sitting in the bank that they can spend this year.
Okay.
And so why hasn't any of this happened yet?
To be continued. Dan Sobian is president of the National Weather Service Employees Organization. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.